Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Love Letter Skelly, 20 minutes away. We're also going to hook up an overachieving teacher this morning thanks to Pilot Pen. Go to KidNation.com. If you happen to be an overachieving teacher, let us know how you would spend $500 in your classroom, and you can get hooked up big time.
Cool.
Because we know you spend that money out of your own pocket. Sometimes you ask parents for help, but let's be honest, sometimes parents don't come through in the clutch.
Or you sometimes might, parents just forget.
Sometimes parents forget,
there's
Kelly.
A lot going on.
Or maybe you work at a school where the parents just can't afford
it. Sometimes,
you know, sometimes that happens as well. So we'll get to that as well. And it's Whatever Wednesday. We'll do that in just over an hour. But right now, we want to know how your name ruined your life. My name is.
Oh my God.
Whatever it is.
Like, my name has been fun.
Didn't they call you Smelly Kelly?
No. Oh. Kelly. Well, Randy Anderson called me Kelly Belly Toilet Jelly. I don't know where he got that. But no, I really never got made fun of.
Did you think, when you named your daughter, did you go through all the things kids could have made fun of her for?
Nope.
Yeah, we did that with my son, Casey.
Yeah.
Make sure you couldn't.
I guess because it wasn't really my experience.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it.
Big Al, did you get made fun of? No, Al, you can't make fun of Al.
Almanac.
Yeah, that's all good.
Allergy.
I will say this, when I married a name that was not American, I would get stopped every time at airport security.
What?
I would be pulled aside every time because my name on my license was, that doesn't sound American.
Uh-huh.
I got pulled over every time.
Basically what happens to me when I come back from Mexico every time.
Went back to my maiden name, Raspberry,
and
sail through.
I already told you mine was Jose. Every time I said my name's Jose, somebody would respond with, "Can you see?"
Yeah.
Or, "No way, Jose."
Yeah.
Where's Jose B?
Yeah. Oh, Jose B. I know. Oh, wow.
I know.
Jenna, you told us yours was...
Just genitalia for a minute.
Poor Jenna.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. Genitalia's like, not that bad of a last.
I'm going to start saying that's my name. What's your name, genitalia? What?
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We wanted to know, we started this on Instagram yesterday, and we actually had some responses, and including, my name is Echo. Yep, Echo.
Echo.
So I always get... Echo.
Yeah.
Or was that really your name?
Why'd you get named Echo?
That's kind of a cool thing.
That's a different
that name.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know an Echo.
Or Stacy wrote us and said, "Hi, guys. Honestly, my life has been so difficult. My name is Stacy Dick, and I'm marrying a guy with the last name of Feaster."
Oh, wow.
What is it?
A Feaster. Mm-hmm. Stacy a Feaster.
Yeah, but she's going to hyphenate.
No, she's not.
That's what
she
says.
Wants to make her life easier.
Sometimes you get to choose once you get married if you want to.
Yeah, that's right.
You can get rid of one of those if you want.
I don't get it.
But for the wedding, it's going to be, you know, they always have the both names together.
I've heard of Feaster.
I know.
Feaster.
Hi, Annie. Jenna finally got it.
No, I thought it was, I thought you said a Feaster.
It's going to be Feaster.
It's going to be Feaster.
Feaster.
Oh, I thought you said it was a Feaster.
No, Feaster.
That's why I'm
never saying a Feaster.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, it's going to be Feaster.
Okay.
Hello, Annie.
Annie?
Hello?
There you are. How you doing this morning?
Okay. Hi, great. I love you so much. This is the first time I've called before.
Well, thank you.
So my name is Annie, and I get a lot of people ask me, "Annie, are you okay?" from the Michael Jackson song.
Yeah.
Annie, are you okay?
You can't help it, though.
Yeah.
Your whole life is going to be this song right here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you hate this song?
No, I actually love this song. I'm kind of like, okay, yeah, that's not so bad.
Do you ever respond and say, "Yes, I'm okay" during the song?
I'm fine.
And everyone thinks they're so clever.
I know. Because we always think, and it's always when we've been drinking,
we're
too.
We're the first ones that's ever told you that.
Surely she's never heard this.
Yeah, right.
Like this one from the text. My name is Roxanne.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Almost every time I meet someone new, I hear the freaking police.
Roxanne!
Every time.
Yeah, but you don't jam.
Right?
I've been guilty of this when I've met Roxanne. I'll respond. I can't help it.
I've done it.
Sometimes your mouth just throws it out there.
I've done it.
I mean, I've never tired of this song.
No, this is a great song.
Roxanne. I guess if people are like... You are a song about a prostitute.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, it is. I just found out it was about a prostitute.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I didn't
Shocked
know.
Me.
Oh, that's right.
Know.
Just last week, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You were talking about Red Light.
Yeah.
I finally started listening to the lyrics.
Oh.
Our boy Trey's name ruined his life.
My real name is Richard.
Uh-huh.
So every time somebody meets me and finds out that's my real name, you can see where this goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, they always want to call you that. Maybe you should stop being that.
Your last name is Short.
And that's the second joke thing they made.
Yeah.
Look at y'all laugh like he's never heard any of it.
Hey, that's not funny.
What's up, Heather?
Hey, you guys are phenomenal people.
Oh,
wow.
You're phenomenal.
I don't think I've ever been called phenomenal. Thank you very much.
I can see how people would get nervous while driving a car calling into your show. So.
Don't be nervous, but we do want to know how your name... How can Heather ruin your life? Yeah, how can that name ruin it?
So I had a distant cousin who's like so many times removed that had the same last name as I did, and she held up a Burger King in my hometown. So now we're... it was my maiden name. Whenever you would Google it, like that would pop up. But, you know, they would show her picture, not mine. So, I had some, like, explaining to do.
What was going... I'm curious. What was going through her head when she held up that BK?
I don't know. Like, I had heard stories in my family that she might not have totally been there. But her girlfriend was working there at the time, and she was in on it.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So this Heather did not hold up a Burger King.
Right.
It was her cousin. Distant. Very removed. Thank you, Heather. Have a wonderful day. What's up, Andrew?
Not much. My story is my last name is Moneymaker.
Uh-huh.
And my initials are ATM. And so every time I meet somebody new, I constantly hear, is that really your last name? Or I should be in banking or anything like that.
Moneymaker.
Moneymaker is your last name.
Shake your moneymaker like somebody about to pay you.
Yeah. I never heard that last name. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Until you hear all the jokes for the last 39 years.
Yeah.
But have you been making that money?
Oh, I wish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't be broke if your last name's Moneymaker, though.
Sometimes you can't help it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Moneymaker. That's such a cool name,
though. It is a cool name.
I like your name, Andrew. I would take that last name all day. Have a good day, buddy.
Yeah, hi, Ariel. Last name Cash.
Yeah, Cash. Hi, Ariel.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey.
Doing great. What is what's wrong with your name? How come you get made fun of?
Well, I was born in 1980, and The Little Mermaid wasn't very popular until middle school, because that's when it came out. So that's when all the lovely jokes started with the, where's your boyfriend, how's Prince Eric, and where's Flounder, and how come your crab's not following you around?
Yeah.
I'm 38 now, and I went to Chick-fil-A yesterday, and the two people that brought me out our food was humming the Little Mermaid song.
Oh.
But on the bright side, you make them happy.
Yeah.
Yes, this is true. You know, I guess I made their day, but yes, it's constant. It every day, and then it's spelled exactly how it's spelled in the movie.
Do you have red hair as well?
No, I don't. I'm a brunette.
Yeah,
this is that.
You always try going red.
Yeah, red's good.
Fun.
Kelly loves it. She has a good time. Have a good day. Thank you for your call from the text. I always thought my name Rhonda ruined my life. Beach Boys helped me, Rhonda, but now I use it to my advantage because people seem to get confused with Robin, so I get to sing to them.
Huh.
With Robin.
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 Oh, okay.
Got it.
I thought she was going to say Rhonda ruined her life because of the Rhonda from Potluck, Texas here on the show.
Hello, Kid Craddock.
Hello, Kid Craddock. My husband, Earl.
He's my common law husband.
I bet you Felicia has a very annoying time when she meets people. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, guys.
Bye.
No. Bye, Felicia.
We can already tell where you're going with yours.
Dad named me Felicia, and so, of course, everyone tells me bye, Felicia. Well, last year for my birthday, my mom bought me a Bye Felicia t-shirt, and when I explained to her that Felicia was an insignificant druggie on the movie Friday, she wouldn't let me have it.
Oh, no!
Bye, Felicia. Well, at least everybody loves your name, though.
Right?
No, it's fun.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Thank you for calling. Key and Peele ruined a lot of names with their skit that they did, including Blake's. Hi, Blake.
Good morning, guys.
So you you have dealt with the backlash from the Key and Peele skit that they did, huh?
For many a times.
Yeah, what do people call you?
Of course, well, it all started in high school because that's when it came out.
Yeah.
And so it always came up with Blanke, and then when the substitute teachers would come in, I guess I started playing along, and we'd all convince our substitute teachers that my name was Blanke and not Blake.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey.
This is a skit.
I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Let's take a roll here. Blanke. Where is Blanke at? No Blanke here today. Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Blanke?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
That's it right there, Blanke.
Blanke.
I'm glad that you guys had to make your substitute teacher think your name was Blanke.
Yeah.
Have a good day, Blanke.
Surprisingly very doable.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah. They just want to make everybody feel good
when they show up. That has to be such a hard thing to roll into.
Yeah.
Man.
Blanke.
Blanke. Bye, Blanke. And there's also a Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
So, what name ruined your life?
So, my maiden name was Virgin, and every time I would say it, you know, people would look at me like they were about to say, you mean, like, no sex, and I'd say, like, Mary, Jesus' mother.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's right.
You told them.
When I was in high school, in the 80s, Madonna's Like a Virgin came out, and it was horrible for me. So, every single, you know, 14-15-year-old boy thought they were hilarious, you know,
yep,
singing that to me and saying, so are you? You know, like I hadn't heard that, you know, 20 million times all day long. So, yeah, but at least then when I got married, I told everybody, hey, I was a virgin until I got married.
Hey!
Awesome.
Well that's played, Andrea.
That's a good one.
Well done.
There you go.
Yeah. Is that to your advantage right there?
It was tough. It was tough.
I bet so. It was.
I feel like yeah. That's when you mess with the pronunciation, right? Like,
yeah. Virgin.
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 Not that that helps much, but.
I actually got this Instagram comment. I dated a girl with this last name. My mother's maiden name is Stanky.
Oh.
Growing up, her parents had a homemade wooden sign, huge, with their last name hanging outside of their house for the whole neighborhood to see. The Stanky House.
The Stanky family.
Yeah. Yeah. And this girl I dated in high school was legit looking to get married as soon as possible.
Oh. Yeah.
She said just to get out of that last name. You could not pronounce that name.
Stonkay.
Stonkay.
I don't know how you can get around that.
I know you can't get around that one. That was a tough one. Stanky. Stanky House. Thank you, Kid Nation. I wish we could get to all of them because you have a bunch of funny names.
Well, it's so funny because we grew up with kids. Like, I grew up a girl, her last name was Booger. Mm-hmm. But we never made fun of her. I don't
really?
Know why.
Really?
We just didn't.
No, you guys didn't. But I bet you Booger had to put up with the guys at school sometimes.
Yeah, behind her back.
Maybe.
Oh, that promposal would have been great for her. I'd pick you.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just don't remember us making fun of each other for stuff like that. But maybe we did.
I know we did.
Yeah. She can't wear green dresses.
She was a beautiful girl.
Oh,
Connie
Booger.
I wonder what happened to her.
German.
You know they didn't make fun of her because it's not funny, Jenna. Kelly.
See, you're contributing to the problem.
What? I'm helping her. It's not funny to make fun of people.
This is your favorite kind of bit.
Yeah.
With your level
funny
of
ones?
Humor.
Of course. 100%.
You're just like in your absolute element.
We're in my house right now.
The two bit. The two bits coming up next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you're listening
anybody
for that
one. Any fun stories?
There we go.
All right, Kid Nation. We got love on our mind. It's time for the love expert to help you out. Love Letters to Kelly is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are 1 hour away from Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. That's where you could ask us whatever you want. So if you missed anything on the show, you have a question for a cast member, or you want to talk about a particular news story that we haven't talked about yet, that is your time to do so. We're also going to hook up an overachieving teacher here in about 20 minutes. And right now, we want to give you some awesome love advice with our love expert, Kelly Raz.
Awesome.
Yes.
Doing it for years.
She's been doing it for years. All you have to do is go to KidNation.com and write her, and we read it on air and solve your problems right here in a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm having a similar issue to Jenna. That's me. In regards to my guy friend. In April, he said he liked me and wanted to date me. And in July, I got the courage to tell him I felt the same. Uh-huh. A month has gone by, and he still won't commit. We've grabbed dinner a few times, and we talked a good amount. He says he likes me, and that it's not just about laundry. But then why won't he make it official? And why would you say you want a date if you really don't? I would appreciate any advice you can give me for my situation and what I should do. Tina.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. There's nothing. I mean, he's not really that interested. Because if he was that interested, he would be pursuing you in that way.
Yep.
So I don't think you need more of an explanation than that. He's demonstrating how he feels about you. He likes hanging out with you. He enjoys your company. And he's probably saying these things because, well, there's nobody else I'm feeling these things for right now. Yeah. And she's here. And she's great company. So I'll just spend time with her. So if you're okay with that, then fine. But if you want more...
I never get why guys say, I want to date you when there's no need to say that.
Here's the thing.
Because you can still hang, and they're friends.
As a guy, and I'm sure you've done this in the past. As a guy, sometimes we want it to work because we see you as a really cool girl, and we see you as a girlfriend and girlfriend material, and we love hanging out with you, and we tell ourselves and almost try to trick our mind to say, this is a girlfriend. So we'll give it a shot.
Well, I don't want you to trick yourself.
Because they want it, though. They want to.
It's a good person on paper, but maybe that one little
something's wrong.
And so
we will tell ourselves, just give it a shot, go in and see what happens. And when you do that, that's when you realize, it doesn't click. And that's why it looks like it's bad on our side, because we led you on.
Yeah. I have dated casually while still looking for true love.
More serious.
Uh-huh.
And as long, I didn't make a big secret, like tell my casual guy, hey, I've got a real date this weekend, so I can't see you. It didn't work that way. It was just kind of like a mature thing. So if you want to casually date him, I wouldn't just turn off all other options because it doesn't feel like it's going anywhere.
Right.
But it's, to have company, somebody to do stuff with, a date for the office Christmas party coming up. Awesome.
There you go.
But just don't put too much into it because it doesn't feel like he's that into you.
He's not that into you.
But he likes you.
He likes having fun with you. That's good.
He enjoys your company.
It'll be someone that's there until you meet that one person.
Right.
It's kind of like when you're shopping in a store and you pick something. Oh, that's nice. You're still looking around for other stuff, to see if something else
pops off.
Yeah.
I'm sure this leaves her feeling great.
But I mean, you need to.
Girls do this too. It's not just guys. Girls do it.
What am I going to say? Yeah. Hang in there. This is true love. No, it's a man pursues what he wants. I have witnessed.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Me and my Bumble boyfriend are both 21-year-old college students. We have been dating for 4 months, and he treats me like a queen.
Well, good.
Recently, I found out that his mother is very controlling over every aspect of his life. She insists on tracking his location via an app on his phone.
Oh,
before he installed this app, she would call him every hour to find out his location, would ask him for photographic evidence through Snapchat. She also has a history of reading his text without his knowledge or permission. This not only violated his privacy, but mine as well, because I send him text.
It does.
Now, if he does not obey what she asks of him, she threatens him by saying she's going to cut him off and not co-sign on his student loans. He always complies with what she asks. It has gotten to the point where she's so controlling that he is not allowed to come to my house at all anymore. It is starting to have a negative effect on our relationship. I don't know what to do.
I'd break up with him.
He tells me that as soon as he graduates, he will cut off all ties with her. I love him, and I can see a future with him. I just don't know if I can wait another year and a half for his mother playing puppet master over our relationship.
Oh,
what should I do, Jennifer?
It's been 4 months. You're not that deep. And this is his mother for life. And when it comes down to it, she's always going to be a factor. If you're really thinking marriage at this point, you're a little young, whatever. I'm not going to tell you that. But you marry the family.
She ain't going
and
nowhere.
It's very rare. It does happen where a man says, I am cutting off all communication with my family because I love you. It does happen.
Yeah.
And that's still not a very happy situation. Because, what about holidays? There's always that nagging feeling that I miss my family. And I would walk the other way. Because mama is a problem, until he figures it out, he's your problem.
Imagine when you, if you have kids with him.
It's awful.
Oh, boy.
You're never going to be good enough for her baby boy.
Yeah.
Keep bumbling, girl.
But doesn't that suck for the guy, though?
Oh, well, until he grows up and start, you know, and gets some independence, and he doesn't rely on mama for money and things, until he can stand independently from his mother, he's not good boyfriend material. He's just not.
Truth.
Good guy, but not good boyfriend material.
I would, when he figures it out,
it's not his fault, though.
Then say, come back to me in a year and a half when you cut the apron string. Because if he says he needs a year and a half, okay, so a year and a half later, now you're almost 2 years in,
she's still
and
be
you
mama.
Find out that he still hasn't changed, then what?
She's now you still going to be mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She might be holding student loans over his head now. It'll be something else in a year and a half.
And buddy, listen.
Always something.
It's okay to tell mom, I got this. Pay your own school if you have to. Get your own student loans. Let her know that you're going to be fine.
He's not going to do that.
Right. But this is going to hinder him from being married eventually.
Maybe. I would break up with him. That might like scare him. Like, ooh, my mother is a problem. Maybe I should get a handle on this. But I wouldn't be there while he figures it out.
But again, it's
too young.
It's not really his fault, though, because this is how he was programmed by his parents. Right? You have to.
Well, at some point, you got to stop blaming everything on your childhood. Uh-huh. At some point, you got to mature into, I make my own adult decisions, and I'm not going to be defined by that.
This could be that moment.
What happened to you as a child, I get that. But as an adult, you can't let that define everything about you. That becomes a crutch and an excuse.
Yes, that's got to be your own man at some point. He's 21.
Right?
I mean, I know it's still young, but.
You have 1 year left of college. You're about to go into the real world. Mommy can't be there for you.
Yeah. But then again, if you need your clothes washed on the weekend.
Yeah, that is pretty clutch right there. If I want some food, Mama. Yeah. Some
right, see? Yeah.
Couple
there you
dollars.
Go.
Yeah, dollars too. Mom, I got a stain on my shirt.
You can be respectful of your parents without being dependent.
Yeah.
Emotionally. But she's taking it to another level.
Yeah.
Invading his privacy.
Tracking him on it. Why do you need to track a 21-year-old man?
This isn't going to stop just because she's not paying his tuition anymore.
Right. No, it's not. That's actually scary. Let your kids go, parents. Let your kids go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I try to be.
How can I tell if I'm being too picky or judgmental, or if the relationship just isn't a good fit? I'm 31, never been married. I've dated a handful of guys, but none have stuck so far. A month ago, a friend set me up with a relative who was about my age and also never married. He's very nice, very respectful, very considerate, seems to like me a lot. The problem is that everything he does gets on my nerves. We can talk for a long time, but he's kind of awkward. He can't handle silence, so if we ever have a pause, he fills it with sighs, awkward chuckles, and things like, yep.
Love
poor
guy.
I love this letter. Until someone speaks again. He also talks really loudly and laughs all the time when he's talking. We have some things in common, like movies and going to the gym, but in other ways, we're really different. Like, I enjoy reading and having debates about all kinds of deep topics. Yep. And he's definitely not into that. I feel bad because he's great. He's a great guy. Is it a bad fit, or am I being way too picky? And waiting for a level of compatibility that doesn't exist. Please weigh in. Hope.
Bad fit. Move on.
The things
are annoying you now, you're going to end up resenting him.
Oh my God.
It's so true.
And I mean, you might think some things you think are cute when they're dating is kind of annoying, but that's cute. That still ends up stuff that annoys you. But if it already annoys you now, you're going to end up hating his guts.
It almost sounds like you already do.
I would move on. Don't settle just because they look good on paper, it's not the right one. There is somebody out there that's going to check off all
your
boxes.
You're lucky if you find yourself to be annoyed. And you see it that early on. Yeah. Like when I was on a second date with someone, he was doing stuff like that. I was like, oh my gosh, there is no way. Because all you picture is the rest of your life with him beating on the steering wheel really hard.
Yeah. Oh, that annoys you?
Wrong words to songs.
Yeah.
Offbeat. Things that I was already like, nope.
Right.
Not
I dated this girl one time, and this girl was beauty pageant beautiful.
Yeah.
And we went out to eat, and she would clean her plate, basically, and she would...
She
would get every ounce of food,
and
the remnant, and that drove me crazy.
Okay, that's one thing.
I mean, yes, but
she had a bunch.
This woman had a list.
Like we have,
if something is getting on your nerves,
you know, table manners can be maybe gradually corrected,
right?
Like. babe, that noise is driving me nuts. You know, and that's something you could have said if you were in it. You just weren't that interested. But if you have a laundry list of things that you find annoying, one or two things like, you know, I don't like the way he dresses. That can be changed. Yeah. I don't like the way he scrapes his food off his plate. That can be changed. Personality things are hard to change.
I found the thing that annoyed me with my wife the first date. And I remember going, ooh, that's, oh.
The water goal thing?
Yeah, the water goal thing.
I already know it, yeah.
I remember looking at her, I was like, is this girl malnourished? Like, why is she dropping that water down like it's nothing?
I've done that before. Because I know I've had a guy say, thirsty.
Yeah. She just quotes it. And I remember, I was like, man, that's kind of annoying. She still does it to this day, but now it's kind of cute.
But when you're not mad at her, it's cute. But when you're mad at her,
oh, I want to throw
that glass. Don't you want to punch a wall?
Oh, yeah.
See? It's just different.
I could hear it from the other side of the... But I love her. I could put up with it. It's just one thing.
It's a whole list of
it. It's one thing. It's kind of cute. Except when she wakes me up at 2 in the morning, too.
Yeah, that's when we do it. That's when we do it. When we're thirsty, it's by the bed.
Like, how do you wake me up? I'm in REM sleep right now.
Look at this tall glass of water waiting to be chugged. Gonna gulp it down.
I even tried to show her. She says she doesn't know how to do it without it. I've showed her. I was like, put it in your mouth and just swallow. Just swallow smoothly. You don't have to fit, you know?
Uh-huh. Something annoying though, man. Oh my god, it's all you can focus on.
Yeah. I think Kenzie sounds talented.
All you can focus on.
Oh man.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Part of me doesn't want to read this because it has me all fired up.
Oh, you fired up?
From my first read.
Maybe a Jenna rant.
I don't know. I'm gonna let Kelly do it, but I don't like this person.
Fire!
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married to my current husband for 13 years. We've known each other since high school, and he's been my very best friend and an amazing father to our children. However, I work in retail and have a regular customer who I've always been attracted to and found myself in a 3-year affair with him. I find myself more in love with this man than my actual husband. He's more supportive, more loving, attentive, and everything else I could possibly want. However, he's also married with children and won't get divorced because his wife is vindictive and will take away his daughter.
That's what it is.
Oh, my
God. I'm too afraid to get divorced as well and possibly lose my 5 kids and have nowhere to go as I can't financially support myself. Here comes the worst part.
You already told us.
My lover went away on a job for 2 months and I slept with another man during that time who I met in a coffee shop. Now I'm stuck in a predicament. I love my husband, but I'm not in love with him. I'm in love with the other guy.
What?
I'm too afraid to leave my husband, and I can't help but cheat on the man I cheated on my husband with, too. I've dug a hole for myself, and I don't know what to do. Please help me, Kelly. Sincerely,
help me.
The doorknob with your email address attached, and your name's Elaine, so I'm going to say it, because you a bad person, Elaine.
I have nothing to offer
you. Please don't slut shame me.
Nothing to offer you.
I have nothing to offer you.
Yes.
I have nothing to offer you.
There you go. Move on.
How terrible is this?
I cannot believe that's happening.
I have nothing.
You have a husband and 5 children. You cheat and then cheat again.
You cheated on the guy you're cheating with.
And I'm supposed to help that.
You're a dishonest cheater.
You don't deserve...
I mean, what should she do?
I have nothing to offer, Jenna. You have five kids. Here's the thing that I had a relationship expert on the other day on our podcast, A Sandwich with Some Lovin', which will be available, a new episode tomorrow morning starting at 10 a.m. Central, by the way. And she said that men are, you know, no matter how bad their team is, they don't quit their team. You know, like in sports analogy, it's the same in a marriage. No matter how bad their marriage is, they'll cheat, they'll fool around, but they won't leave their, because they made a commitment to their team, their wife. And she said that according to statistics, the man that promises you to his mistress, I'm going to leave my wife for you and I'm going to marry you, it only happens 3% of the time. That's according to statistics.
Very low odds right there.
So that's really all I have to contribute to this woman's problem. I don't have anything to offer her.
No.
I really don't.
You have an issue when it
comes to... It
doesn't
matter what I tell her. I could tell her to put all that energy into loving her husband. It doesn't matter.
Thing will do it.
She can't stop herself.
I could tell her to leave her husband and then watch the affair she's having go running, screaming the other way. You have a serious problem that I think requires therapy and counseling.
Yeah.
That I cannot help you. This is not about love. This is a problem you have. It's a problem that I can't fix on a cute little morning radio show. You need to go to a professional.
Oh, you think we're cute?
We're very cute.
But little?
But there's nothing I can offer somebody that is in this situation. No matter what I tell her, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. She's going to do it again.
Go get professional help and figure out why you are like this. Because there's a reason that you are slutting around. And I'm sorry if that's slut shaming, but you are.
I'm not sure if we want her listening.
No, we
do.
You know.
Because you know what? We can help. And listening to Kelly, you are helping by telling her to go get help with a
therapy.
Professional.
She needs to figure out what her issues are.
You need to figure out why that is. You've got a serious problem.
I know. You look at that dude and you're like, oh, that guy's good looking. I want to go hook up with him. Think about your kids though, first. You have five kids. This other dude's got family too.
Sometimes I'm totally disillusioned.
There's nothing you can say that's going to make her.
That's bad.
Now, if you're single, go do whatever you need to do with whatever you want.
Not even that. I get mad if I hear single people are hooking up with married people. That's
no, not married.
Karma.
I'm saying you're single. Go date around. Go hook up with different. But don't married.
Yeah. There you go.
No help for that one, Kelly, huh?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
And there's no need for me to rant on her because, I mean, it's horrible.
You're right. She is.
According to the text, she hasn't been cop.
Cop.
Like Big Al's talked about in the past.
I mean, cop.
She needs to get cop.
Need to get cop.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to get super cop.
Yeah.
Cop. That's love letters to Kelly right there. And whoa, that sometimes you can't do something for people because they're just going to ruin it for themselves.
Yeah.
But if you would like some help from our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, go to KidNation.com. We'll hook you up with that love advice on Mondays and Wednesdays. And speaking of going to KidNation.com, that's where we want you to go, overachieving teachers. Let us know how you would spend $500 in your classroom to make your students learn a little bit better, to make it fun for them. And we'll hook you up thanks to Pilot Pen. In fact, we have an overachieving teacher that we want to hook up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, we love teachers here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and that's why we've been asking you, overachieving teachers, to write us, because we teamed up with Pilot Pen to help you out. So over the next 4 weeks, we've already given one away, about to give another one away. 8 deserving teachers are going to be chosen to get that G2 Overachievers prize pack. Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens,
nice,
which are awesome, and that $500 Visa gift card are up for grabs. And in fact, we have an email right here from an overachieving teacher. Go ahead, Kelly.
I'm always looking for ways to set the stage to engage my students. I was inspired by the Get Your Teach On conference I attended last summer and have never looked back. Last year, we used black lights and neon glow sticks to determine main ideas and details and got them to pop off our stage. I also have contraction surgery in my classroom every year where I dress up in scrubs, give my students hospital masks and gloves, and have them perform surgery on words.
Whoa.
It's worth every penny, but it's my pennies I'm using. I continue to do it because it truly makes a difference in their learning. And that's from Taylor Neighbors, who is a second grade self-contained teacher, meaning she teaches all subjects at Hightower Elementary.
And Taylor's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing great.
You sound like the coolest teacher ever.
Yeah. So
thanks, guys.
Tell me about
You're
this.
Welcome anytime.
Tell me about this surgery on words.
Oh, okay. So contractions like do not, but become don't, things like that. Is a big standard in second grade, and I've just found that it's really fun for kids to like get to do more hands-on type things. So I talked it up all week long about how we're practicing for surgery. We have like ninja practice where we kick out words that we don't, or the letters we don't need anymore. And then at the end of the week, they come in. I'm in scrubs. I have the hospital like alarm noises going on. I give them masks and everything, and they just fully assume the role. And after they do the surgery, they have bones with words on them, and they cut them and put them back together.
Wow.
And after they do that, they get a little doctor badge that says they're a certified contraction surgeon. So they get to go home and tell mom and dad all about the fun surgery they did.
You're seriously such a fun teacher.
Giving other teachers great ideas.
Yeah, because you could do the old boring walk up to the chalkboard and let's do contractions.
I'm doing surgery.
And that's not fun, but you're going out and you're buying these markers and you're making it fun and you got the scrubs, but all this is coming out of your pocket.
It is. It gets expensive, but it's so worth it just to see them get excited. And it's a lesson they're not going to forget.
Yeah.
And I know I had those teachers that made learning super fun for me. So if I can do that, that's totally worth it.
How long have you been teaching, Taylor?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year. Every year has been second grade?
Yes, I've been lucky. It's like the sweet spot, so I hope they never move me. If you're listening, don't move me.
Sounds like you love it, Taylor. We love you. We have teachers like you.
Oh, I love you guys. Thanks so much.
You're doing such a great job. Do you remember your teacher that gave you that inspiration?
Yes, actually I got to loop with her. So she was my fifth and sixth grade teacher. Her name was Miss Morgan, and I mean, I loved her so much. I went and helped her like in the summer to clean her classroom and organize and pretty much everything she did. I was just in awe of. She really made poetry come to life, which is super hard and unpleasant, at least in my opinion. But she just made it really fun, and we got to perform it somewhat. I don't know. It was awesome.
Well, I guarantee you're creating that bond with your students that you created with your teacher back in fifth and sixth grade. Based on the fun stuff that you are doing. And since you're such an awesome, overachieving teacher, Taylor, we're going to go ahead and hook you up with $500, and you can use that towards your classroom and all your pens and all your scrubs and everything that you need to buy to make learning fun.
No way!
This way!
Yeah. Thank you so much. My kids are going to be pumped. We're actually doing that black light lesson that was in my submission today. So I picked up clow necklaces and everything, so I'll just send y'all some pictures.
We love that.
Yeah.
So
send us videos. We want to see this in pictures. And you're also going to get hooked up with Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pen as well. A bunch of them.
Go.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Keep doing what you do, girl.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Taylor. You're such an awesome teacher. I could already tell just based on your voice and the interaction we've had with you this morning. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up with your prize pack. And if you are an overachieving teacher, all you have to do is go to kidnation.com and tell us how you would spend that $500 just like Taylor did. Uh-huh. And hopefully we'll be calling you soon.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You get whatever you like. You get whatever you like.
All right, Kid Nation, it's Whatever Wednesday. The title says it all. Whatever you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to ask. Whatever noise you want to make. It's whatever. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This Kid Nation member wanted to go back to Love Letters to Kelly about the 21-year-old college student that was still heavily locked in with mama.
Oh, yeah.
And she had an interaction with mom and said, hey, Mom, letting you know, are you listening to the radio? And she said, no. She sent out a screenshot. No, I'm at work, LOL. Okay, well, just letting you know, they all said this guy's mom was crazy for making her 21-year-old son download a tracking app so she could know where he is at all times. That's you. She wrote back with a crying, laughing face emoji, and she said, I think it's a great idea because I can know if you get kidnapped, better yet, trafficked. And then they responded with, because I'm sure if I got kidnapped or sex trafficked, they would let me keep my phone. See, kids are trying to break away, parents.
It is a point, but it has proven to be effective. It's one thing to keep an app knowing where your kid is. It's another thing to read their texts and private messages.
Right, you got
to
give them privacy.
His mother was taking it to another level.
An adult. It's 21.
Yeah, we did get a text that said, we are, as parents, we're supposed to raise our children for their future partners, not for ourselves.
For independence. That's the goal.
Right.
Yeah. Because the way you act with them is the way they're going to act with a partner or with their kids when they get older.
That was not a healthy mother-son relationship.
Yeah. But hopefully he'll get a grip and that'll get a little bit better. But
not her problem.
Probably not. Probably not. Oh, hold on. We have an old friend on the show here for Whatever Wednesday. Hello, Colby.
Yo, what's up, man?
So we would remember you because of what, Colby?
That Makes Me Crazy, I like to smell telephone poles.
What's up, my man?
There he is.
What's up?
Hey.
So this morning, I had to come to Dallas for some safety orientation videos.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm rolling down the interstate, and I get this big whiff of that smell, man. And I look up. I don't know why I was looking down, but I look up, and there's three of those 18-wheelers. Three 18-wheelers loaded down with telephone poles.
Wow.
Good, smelly, black telephone poles.
Oh, bro, that's like...
ripping off.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's going to be a great day.
It just hit me right in the face, and I was listening, and y'all was doing the love letters about that crazy lady that cheats on her husband a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, Al,
yo.
Last year, I got the chance to, it was right at the same time that I called, I got the chance to go to Dallas. My brother got exploded by electricity. He blew his toes off and stuff.
What?
And Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. He got electrocuted.
He got exploded.
He kind of shot off his feet.
I've never heard that expression.
Dude, it blew everything. I mean, like, he looked like a blown up potato. You ever put a potato in the microwave too long?
Is he okay?
Hi.
Yeah, he's alive. He's good. He's good.
I didn't know.
It exploded him.
Yeah, it just blew him. Blew him to pieces, but they put him back together.
Why doesn't he come in to the studio?
Colby, you need to call more often, man. It's been too long.
Man, I do. I try. I don't get to listen live very often. I got to listen on
Colby,
the K-Pod.
What do you do, other than smelling telephone poles, what do you do for fun?
Drink beer and hang out, man.
Yeah. That's all you got to do, Colby.
Drink beer and hang out.
And smell telephone poles.
But I got my brother got blown up, went to Dallas.
Yeah.
Well, they life-flighted him to the burn unit.
Uh-huh.
And what's right beside the burn unit?
Telephone poles?
Big Al's bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You're beside the burn unit?
I was so excited. Do I?
That's the old restaurant.
Yeah, the old one.
It sounds like 10 of y'all talking to me. But yeah, it was, I guess, there's Big Al stuff all over the walls. I was really super excited to go in there. But Johnny got blown up in the middle of the week, like on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I don't know if every other day of the week the bar is fun-filled and exciting, but that day nobody was in there.
Oh, that was Al's.
That's the same thing for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
It
also
closed shortly after.
Yeah.
Colby, so good talking to you, buddy.
Very good talking to you, bro.
All right, guys. Thank
you. All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon,
Colby.
Thank
you, my
man. I want to follow him on social media.
Give my love to your brother.
I wonder what his last name is.
Blowed
his toes off.
It exploded him.
Oh, man.
I love that.
I love that guy.
I love him.
It exploded.
From the text.
Yes.
Whatever Wednesday. I have a question.
Okay.
Why does when Big Al tell a story, he always says Kelly, as if he's only talking to Kelly and not the rest of the guys?
Yeah,
because he is just telling me.
Yeah, how come, Al?
It is weird.
It's just for me.
I actually was wondering this the other day because Kinsey asked me about it.
Yeah, people ask me.
I don't really have an explanation for that.
Because
I'm talking to Kelly, yes.
Yeah.
JC, we'll just do our own show.
Yes, Jenna, we will.
Yes, JC.
Well, Kelly, okay, now we'll do our own show.
JC, that's fine.
Jenna, do you want to keep taking calls, Jenna?
You know, JC, it's funny you bring that up. I would love to.
All right.
I think it's fine. I enjoy your stories, just
thank
for me.
You. Thank you, Kelly.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Oh, proof that I'm a great secret keeper. Here with Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
For a couple of weeks ago, A-Train, and it was a surprise from Kelly, but I never found out what it was. I listened to the podcast, I listened to on the K-Pod, and I never found out.
Yeah, Sarah wants to know because Alan bought something, wouldn't tell Kelly, and Al and I went on the air and I said, I bet you our boy Alan would tell us because we keep it a secret, and he did.
It was nothing.
It was cool.
It was all right. Well, it was an A-Train hat.
Yeah.
Because the A-Train, the A-Train is a train in New York that goes from one stop to another.
Right.
And there's actually a souvenir hat, but he ordered it, and it was too small for his head.
Oh, it doesn't fit?
So he gave it to his daughter.
It was a little kid hat.
It was real. It was
a conductor hat?
No, it was like a dad hat.
He sent me the picture. It looked like a cap. Mm-hmm. Al, you forgot about it? Because he sent it to both of us.
Yeah,
you acted like it was the first time you heard about it.
Yeah, I did. That's a great thing about talking to me, Kelly Raspberry.
You forget.
It's when you talk to me, I forget stuff, and it's like I've heard it. I'm hearing it again for the first time.
It's fun.
Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, so it wasn't like anything that earth-shattering. I guess we should address that on a podcast.
Yeah. That was just a cool hat. A-Train hat. Speaking of rapper beef, because we were talking about Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly yesterday, and now Drake and Kanye. Speaking of rapper beef, do you guys ever have beef with other morning shows?
Well, we don't with them. Sometimes they beef with us.
Yeah, we've heard about other people talking trash.
Yeah, but we don't say anything back because why?
We're bigger.
Half the time. We don't know each other on a personal level, so I don't see the need to go at someone because I don't know anything about their personal life. I don't know why they would want to say things about us without knowing us, but...
Takes two to beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually.
You have to be the bigger person sometimes.
Otherwise, it's just bleh.
Yeah. This is what?
Bleh.
It's not beef, not full beef.
Yeah.
A guy who asked me that yesterday, he goes, what about this blah 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 and Kid Crack? I'm like, I said, honestly,
don't
believe.
I don't know.
We don't talk about it. Yeah, I don't know them personally. Could walk in this door right now.
I have argued with some radio people on Twitter sometimes.
Why?
Because we want to back each other. I got kids back one time with a radio personality, but I met him and we became buddies. Now we're good. See,
all right,
it happens. Hi, Jesse.
Yeah, look at the ratings.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, so I have a question for Big Al. So I think this is probably a question that maybe not just I want to know, but I feel like Big Al used to like talk more about his dating life, and I kind of want to know how that's going for him.
Let's go to a live feed of Big Al's dating life.
Talked about going to the movies with
I have little Asia.
Is that what we've named her, Little Asia?
That's the name you came up with.
I need to work on that.
Yikes!
What?
Little Asia? What is she, a rapper?
Little Asia.
It's kind of hard to come up with the appropriate nicknames.
Yeah.
Call her White China.
I almost called her Blanket because she took a blanket with her to the movie theater.
Whoa.
That's sexy.
She wore sweats and took a blankie?
Yep.
Yeah.
To the movie theater. But,
it's like as a guy, you got to know nothing's happening.
So you have a regular girl you've been going out with?
I mean, we've been out
a couple times
in a month. So I wouldn't call that like a girlfriend or anything.
That's why you haven't really heard much, because there's not much happening.
There's not much to tell.
But he has told it.
You're dating.
I'm dating, yeah. Yes. I'm dating. Are you interested? Would you like to apply?
Yeah, Jesse.
I'm married, but, I have several friends that are not married that are interested.
All right. She has a couple friends that are interested, Big Al. What can we apply for this dating?
Holla at your boy, BigAlMac19@gmail.com.
I can't believe you just give out your personal email address for dating applicants.
Only girls, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't try to be a funny guy and go in there and try to be buddies without. He already got a best friend.
Mitch.
Mitch is his best
Mitch
friend.
Mitch up in Nuga. Yeah.
And $100 up for grabs if you can catfish Big Al.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right. This is a Kelly Raspberry inspired segment because she loves the Housewives franchise.
I do. Not all of them. Some of them, let's be honest, are kind of boring.
You hate some of them, Kelly.
Some of them.
Which ones do you hate?
I'm not going to say hate. Hate is a very strong word. Some of them just don't grab me.
Yeah.
I have to have somebody on the show that I root for.
Uh-huh.
I have to have the enemy, the villain everybody loves to hate.
There you go.
There's some casts that I jibe with more than others.
Lacking that. But not this cast.
Oh, this cast is bad.
This cast is good. We're talking about the Housewives of Dallas.
That's right.
And in studio with us right now is Leanne Locken.
Hey!
Who's the star of the show.
You are so sweet. And my cast will kill me for you saying that. Thank you.
I would say the same thing if they were in here.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
Keep it real.
How you doing, Leanne?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Doing great. It's early. I have no idea how y'all do this.
We don't either.
Habit.
Habit. Yeah. Is that it? It's habit. Just your body's gotten used to it?
Habit. I tell people all the time, they pay us to wake up, we talk for free.
There you go.
What's the earliest?
I feel like I talk for free too, which normally ends up costing me.
Yeah.
Some weird way.
You have to pay for it eventually.
Yeah, you always do.
What's the earliest they've made you guys wake up for taping?
Like 5.
5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because you got to get your hair did. And...
Well, yeah, we can't, You show up somewhere. Here's the thing. You show up somewhere with no makeup, and that's the exact day that someone runs into you and is like, oh my God, can we take a picture? And you're like, okay, yes. Can I wear my sunglasses?
Right, yeah. Now, I always wonder, when you guys are taping and you guys are having you're having conversations and everything, you have fans that are watching you guys do this.
Yeah.
Is it hard?
And photographing it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a scene coming up where we taped on Lower Greenville and, oh my God, like honking the horns, everybody wants to like make a moment where when it's played back that they can be like, that was me!
Right. Going at home.
Yeah.
Because you're doing reality TV, so you want to keep it as real as possible, but it's tough to do it when you have fans honking and yelling and...
I will say this. I definitely keep it as real as possible. I'm one of those people that like, even if I got to repeat my question, my intent still is there and... Yeah. Because I think I've been around cameras for so long, I just don't care.
Yeah, this is not Leanne's first
rodeo.
Yeah, she started, the reason I know Leanne was back in the day, and I ran into her at a social event.
Uh-huh.
She was on a modeling reality show.
Oh my gosh, for old people.
She's got the look.
Yeah.
Modeling for old people?
She's got the look. You had to be like over 35. I was like the third oldest on the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was that the first time I ever saw you on
That was my
TV.
Very first reality TV. Yeah, they took us to New York and sequestered us all in an apartment.
Uh-huh.
And then what really freaked me out was the really crazy girl on the show. And I had seen the same, you know, because they make every reality person see a psychologist before you get put in the cast.
Yeah.
And she was insane. And I thought we saw the same psychologist. And I just kept thinking, I'm screwed up. I gotta be. Like, there's
so
no
they
way
make
I'm
you
not.
See a psychiatrist to go on these reality shows under the guise that they want to make sure you're not mentally ill, but the reality is they want you to be mentally ill.
They want you to be, I'm sure, unstable.
Yeah.
Unstable makes great TV.
Yeah. I mean, a normal person who never has arguments with friends, who just, you know, takes the kids to school, goes to play tennis, and goes home, that's not interesting reality TV.
No. And those type of characters struggle on the show big time because they want the audience to always perceive them as good. And the reality is you have to be authentic to you. You can't play yourself based off what the audience is going to think.
Well, I have a little bad in us.
I have a little more than I should.
I mean, were some of these friendships put, because I guess you're cast, right?
Yep.
So some of you really did know each other before the show, and some of you didn't meet until day one of filming.
Yeah, no matter what. You know, the other cast is like, you've seen me a million times. You're always rude. I'm like, well, maybe if I remembered you, I wouldn't be wrong.
No.
Gotta be memorable, people. Gotta be memorable.
Did it feel like the first year of school at a new school, Leanne?
No, not for me.
No.
I never walk into a situation. Well, like, my producers have learned not to say, like, are you nervous? And I'm like, I'm never nervous. Yeah. There's just certain words they know. Don't use those words with me because I genuinely, I got the Bethany Frankel zero in me.
Uh-huh.
And I just really like, I'm 51.
Uh-huh.
I'm okay with who I am and how hard I've worked to get where I am and be the personality that I am. And if you don't like it, suck up.
That's great. You deal so well with the negative Nancys out there. You know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't get to you.
It does. No, I'm not going to lie. Like, there was some tears yesterday, and that sadly was just because, like, you know, some of your cast also gets a little, the ego comes in, and then, you know, and then their idea is, I'm just going to spread rumors about you, like, in your real life, too. So then, you know, you get to these phone calls where you're like, hey, did you know your man sleeping with so-and-so? And did you know
this?
Oh,
that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's like, you know, and so, yeah, I don't mind, like, the show. Like, we're going into this is our third season. I've gotten good with the show.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've gotten good with, like, you don't know me. Call me what you want to call me. I don't care. I mean.
We are very zen.
I'm very zen.
I'm surprised you didn't show up with your little bowling gong.
I let Cameron borrow my bowl yesterday. It's been torture. I need my bowl back.
I've never understood meditation. I don't know what I would, because I've tried maybe not thinking of anything for a minute, and then I can't.
You know why you have to, and that's what the bowl is for. You have to focus on one thing.
That gong?
One sound, and you focus until you feel like it's not there anymore, and you just keep, and it's hard, because I know, like, for you and me, I think our brains are constantly going.
Okay,
so it's
things
like,
to do.
Yeah, you're like, bong again.
Just hit that bong.
Stick with the sound.
That sounds weird to say hit that bong.
But does it make you, you know, being zen makes you a less interesting cast member, doesn't it? Sometimes they want you to get in there.
I still have my opinions when it comes time for confessionals. You know, I'm still going to call myself a ball banging bee. I'm my personality doesn't change because I'm zen. What the zen does is it makes it to where I'm less agitated immediately by other cast who are basically trying to agitate me.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So what do we do to get Kelly Raspberry on this show?
Oh, she won't do it. I've begged Al.
Really?
When Andy called in and y'all talked to Andy, I was like, she won't do it. Tell her, Andy.
Hold on, Kelly.
He said, don't do it. Andy said, don't do it.
Well, anybody who does it and says, are you happy in your life? Don't do it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so Kelly's happy, so don't do it.
It's a lot of stress.
Well, I feel like you were happy in your life before the show started, right?
I was happy before, but I'm just saying that the show is like carrying around a mountain on your back.
Yeah.
You just, you know, some days it's lighter than others, but it's always there.
Does Andy Cohen call you if you say something in an interview or anything? Has he ever had to call you and be like, Leanne, you need to chill?
No, the vice president of Bravo calls
me. The vice president of Bravo will call you.
Oh. I've gotten a few of those phone calls.
Yeah. Because you were going hard at someone?
You know, I said the truth. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Well, say something here that will have him call you again.
Yeah. I will say tonight somebody says that I say I'm, and Kelly knows me. They're like, you 3 a.m., you are drunk. You telling people you're the queen. I'm like, I would never call myself a queen of nothing. Like, seriously. Like, if anything, I'm the janitor, people. Uh-huh. Picking up the crap. Right. I mean, that's my role in life, really. I mean,
I've never heard you say anything like that.
I mean, it's just, I don't have that. I don't have that self-esteem. I mean, that's the truth. I've got self-confidence when it comes to performing talents and stuff like that, but self-esteem, man, shoot. I'm seeing two different therapists on a weekly basis. And that's just to, you know, stay happy.
Well, speaking of talent, Leanne Locken.
Yes.
What are yours? I mean, you play an instrument? Do you sing?
Balloon animals.
Miss Congeniality. That was so sad.
I was just on TV the other day. I saw it.
Oh, my God. Donald Petrie, the director, was so mad at me. They made me study for an hour with a clown, and every single animal looked like it belonged on Misfit Island. And then I got up on stage, and he was like, okay, make something. And I was like, And he was like, that's it? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so then the clown made me something, so I just, you know.
Just did that then.
Yeah. I was like, seriously, like, dude, it's an hour and a half. And all the girls were like, I couldn't suck the poodle tail, you know, to make it, like, make a pop.
Well, that's how you do it.
Yeah, you got
it.
You suck the end of the balloon, and you suck the air up into the tail.
To make it a ball, right?
I've never.
You know, see, Al, that's a good thing that you've never sucked a tail.
It's like eating crawfish on it.
Yeah.
It's like eating crawfish.
Yeah. You dated a girl with a tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did date a girl. I dated a girl with a tail. She had a little bit of a booty tail.
She lifted her leg when she went
to. A vestigial tail or
something? Yeah. Tailbone. It just.
Radio.
We're talking to Leanne Locken from Real Housewives of Dallas.
What? I have to ask, you're not wearing your engagement ring.
You know why? I knew you were going to ask me that on the way here. I was like, dang it, I'm halfway there. Because my engagement ring and my watch are in my bathroom, and the rest of my jewelry's in my closet. So that's why I have jewelry on and not anything. All right. I have two fingers on my right hand.
So everything's fine.
How rumors get started.
They get started when your cast just...
Who is the one that started the rumor in the outside of the filming that made you mad recently, that made you cry? Or you don't want to tell us?
Look a lot like me, yeah.
That is interesting. You and DeAndre do resemble a lot this season.
Uh-huh. From the neck up.
Yeah, I mean, but the hairstyle, the makeup, everything.
Wow.
Somebody was saying
I don't know.
Wow.
Like Leanne.
In the face.
From the neck up.
In the face.
Y'all look like twins.
Yeah, well,
it's really hard.
We used to joke that, we were sisters, yeah.
Yeah.
Not now. Things are not going well, apparently, based upon...
It's been a bit since I've talked to her.
Yeah.
So that was going to be my next question. Has this really, in reality, ruined a friendship?
Yeah. Tiffany and I struggled like crazy the first season because, you know, that season one, I was like... off the chain, drinking all the time. I mean, it was, you know, I was trying to self-medicate. The only way I knew how to deal with the hurt. And Tiffany, you know, it put a lot of strain because I required a lot of her to help me. And, it put a strain.
Tiffany didn't come back for season two.
Tiffany didn't want to come back. Tiffany is a very zen human. She's very much about empowerment and encouragement and light and love and positive. And let's face it, y'all, this is Housewives.
Yeah, right? There's none of that there. Is there an episode? Because I know they rerun the episodes all the time. Is there one you wish you could just please never replay that?
So here's the thing. I don't regret anything, but they keep flashing back to the surgery a lot this season with the hands behind the door.
You don't even remember the conversation.
And that's it. And they wouldn't even let me say it. I was like drugged. I mean, I hate surgery. I'm like, you can die just from anesthesia.
Right.
Can we talk to Joan Rivers? Let's call up to heaven and see.
Right.
And so I freak out. So what happens is they gave me a Valium. I took a Valium at home. So the car ride there, I was on Valium, which, and by the way, I've never done an illegal drug because I grew up on a carnival, so I'm kind of smart. I've never done an illegal drug. So I had a Valium. And then on the way there, I was getting agitated. And then when I got there, they were like, woo, she pissed. Let's give her another drug.
Yeah.
So they gave me another drug, and then now I'm behind the door. I don't remember anything. I was butt naked, talking to Brandy, spitting all over her, I'm sure, and she was clothed with the microphone on. That's how that works.
Yeah.
So you hate everybody, flashing back.
Everybody has a job to do.
Eventually, you could get to the point where you get executive producer title, right?
And you could say,
you know, the Housewives do that. I don't.
They've never had anybody do that.
Not maybe on their spinoffs or like Candy produces Candy Coated Nights.
Yeah. But not a Real Housewives.
But not a housewife.
Party for the Party Lady.
Because, I mean, truly, if you go in there and say, you cannot air that, you have no right to say that. Right? They have...
Oh, no. Here's the thing. If you go in there and say, you cannot air that, that's the first thing they're going to air.
Right.
Like, I learned that the first season. I was like, you can't say that I was walking around the island with Marie threatening to kill her. You can't air... You know, and they're like... We don't know if we're going to air it yet. We don't know if we're... And then you catch up by the third season. You're like, I ain't even going to ask you. I don't care.
You're
can
play
I
it.
Just at least hear it before it airs? Yeah, you can. 2 days before it airs.
So you get 2 days. So you already know what happens in the episode tonight.
Yeah, I got it. We get it Monday because we got to write our blogs.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and then they always try to guide you with the blog. They're like, here are these 7 questions. Can you focus on these? And I'm like, nope. I can watch the show and tell you exactly what I think about everything that happened. And that's why my blogs are so important. You got to go read them because I poop the truth.
Can we come to one of your parties? I want to come to one of the parties.
Well, I was asking her about that. She doesn't do parties because she has to live tweet.
You have to live tweet. It's part of your contract. And then, like...
You just meant a party in general.
Yeah, just a regular party.
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah, I want to come party.
Okay, done. Just you know, you got to keep up.
I want to be in the corner snickering.
In the corner, you got to snicker right in front of me. If you're going to snicker, you got to do it to my face.
No, I want to snicker with you in the corner. And then
with me in the corner. Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, I want to do
that. We can do that right now.
We're only...
You want to talk about...
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we're only at episode 3.
We're only 3 episodes in. Tonight's the fourth episode, mm-hmm. So it's not too late to get caught up because they play them over and over. So.
Okay.
Especially right up to the show, like the day of or the week of. Yeah, they're always replaced. And you can go on bravotv.com and watch them.
Catch up.
Yeah.
Make sure you catch up.
And behind the scenes clips, I was catching up on some stuff yesterday on bravotv.com of clips that didn't make it to air.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They film so much stuff that just ends up...
On the floor. Yeah.
And
no, but
it fills in a lot of blanks.
Did you see the Leanne-isms?
I haven't seen
that. Oh, my God. You got to crack an egg if you want to scramble something. I'm like, where does this come from, Leanne? Like,
you just mean?
I go in the bathroom and look at myself, and I'm like, are you mentally sane? And then I go, no. I'm not.
If you want more Leanne-isms, make sure you watch tonight. What time is it on, Leanne?
We're at 8 p.m. Central.
Okay. Real Housewives of Dallas with Leanne Locken. And
season
the rest
three.
Of the crew, season 3, third episode. Catch up if you can before the third.
Yeah, fourth one tonight.
And good having you in studio. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks. Yeah, a live rap tonight. It's horrible. Please don't judge me.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.